Preservation's First Survey Solicitor, written by Artemis the Huntress, and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries. Relationship, Dr. Mensah and Pin Lee. Additional tags, pre-book 1, POV Dr. Mensah, missing scene. Why was Pin Lee combat lawyer on that survey anyway? Summary. On Port Free Commerce, the company has finally gotten Ada Mensah to contract a SEC unit on their bond. Mensah and Pin Lee have to decide what to do about the position they're now in. Pin Lee had planned to go home after the negotiation was done, the contracts were signed, and the fees were paid. But at this point, she may be more pressingly needed here.
I cannot believe this, Pin Lee snarled as they exited the showroom. I cannot fucking believe this. I need a shower. I need to wash the miasma of skis off my skin.
I feel the same, Dr. Ada Mensah murmured back. Finally agreeing to the SEC unit bond package left an awful, unsettled feeling in her stomach that she wanted to get away from as soon as she could.
I know, Pin Lee sighed through gritted teeth. I know. Just, it feels like a trick of some kind. Feels like a trap. I hate it, and I hate to think about you going off to some completely remote planet under the corporate eye of a SEC unit.
The way she spit the word out, it sounded worse than any of the curses. What would your advice be? Ada asked. To avoid falling into whatever they want out of sending a SEC unit with us.
Oh, they want money. That's no secret. They want to make you pay up front for the more expensive bond package, and they just keep making more money the longer we stay here trying to protest it. And then, when we get to the planet, they want whatever tidbits of juicy, monetizable data they can get from the stupid bot surveying us. We're useless to advertise to, so that's going to cut down a lot of what they would typically use that data for. But they can get fees out of bond policy infringements, and that's what you really need to look out for, because the SEC unit sure fucking will be. And make sure you don't discuss any planetary secrets or hot political gossip. Don't do that either.
I can't say I had been planning to, but noted, Ida said. I haven't yet read through the whole updated contract to see what contractual policies we might need to be concerned with. It was extensive. I'll have to do that before signing on, but... She sighed.
But it wouldn't be so necessary to be watching your step the whole time if a corporate surveillance machine wasn't going to be following your every move, Pin Lee said.
Yes, said Ida. Then, out of a feeling of guilt and obligation, but it isn't the SEC unit's fault.
No, it's the fault of those shiny, slimy assholes in there with their shiny, slimy faces begging to be punched, Pin Lee said. You'd think they could have warned us when we first planned the survey. It's one thing to force us to take the SEC unit or deny us access to the planet entirely. It's another to spring that on us when we're already here to pick up the bond package we thought we'd agreed on and are all ready to go.
She shook her head.
I hate this place.
Ada couldn't disagree. Do you think it's safe? Ada asked at last. For our team to go with the SEC unit.
I don't think it'll do anything to you, Pin Lee said.
Ada remembered the flat look in the SEC unit's eyes, the way it barely seemed aware of its surroundings at all, until she had exploded at the corporate representative sweet-talking the deal, and the unit's eyes flicked over to her and looked... something. Something more real under there. Something she didn't want to have seen.
That isn't what I meant, Ada said.
Do you think that our team will be safe from accidentally tripping any contract clauses? Preservation can likely accept a few fees, but I don't want anything worse to happen.
I have known Dr. Rathi for 2 weeks, and I don't trust him not to forget everything and run his mouth the moment he lands on the planet, if that's what you're asking.
Ida smiled a little at that. I think you underestimate him. The smile faded just as quickly. Bringing everyone up to speed with what they need to be careful about doing won't be easy, though.
How much has Bharadwaj absorbed from the years of me complaining to her about dumbass clients? Pin Lee asked. Can she do it?
Ida raised her eyebrows and gave Pin Lee a look. Pin Lee rolled her eyes.
I know, I know. I can hope.
Though, actually, Ada said, would you be willing to come along as our legal oversight?
What?
Instead of taking the return transport to preservation, you could just come with us, on the survey.
No,
Pin Lee said immediately.
What the fuck? Can I still say what the fuck to you now that you're planetary administrator? Wait, I definitely have. That's precedent. What the fuck, Ada? I'm not a survey academic.
You have an incredible array of skills. You would do fine.
I have work.
This is work. And you've been processing the paperwork for the survey for weeks. You know it better than anyone.
I have non-work engagements. I have a date.
I thought you hated dating. I thought you said it wasn't worth the annoyance.
I could have changed my mind. Maybe I love dating now. You don't know.
It's true, Ada said. I don't know. You could have. Have you?
Of course not, Pinley said. Can you imagine? Fuck.
If it would make you uncomfortable, Ada said, the teasing gone from her voice. Or if you don't want to take an unexpected 2.5 months out of your life, that's entirely reasonable. Of course you don't have to. You don't have to make excuses. I didn't really expect you to take me up on it.
No, Pinley said, waving her hands in expressive exasperation. No, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad that you're right. I could just go. I don't have to desperately explain the whole new contract to everyone and then hope you don't fuck something up while the SEC unit is watching and die. It would make so much more sense if I came with you. I hate that. Fuck the stupid, asshole, useless bastard bond company.
Ada blinked. You'll do it.
If the corporates are going to have an eye on the survey the whole time, we should too.
Pinley gave a ragged sigh and ran her hand through her hair.
Is the planet really worth it for all this? A bunch of plants and birds?
It could be an incredible example of genuine alien biodiversity, Ada said. A whole ecosystem, possibly even megafauna, if some of the early reports prove to be right. That's rare enough, and if it is what we think, it would be a heartbreaking loss to humanity and to the whole universe to let a corporate mining interest raise it just to get a few more kilos of...
I know, Pinley said. You're right. Of course you're right. I wouldn't have processed the travel papers and the payment paperwork for weeks if I didn't think you were right. I just need to be pissed off at the assholes who put us in this position for a little while longer, okay? And then get ready to go. All of us. We need to leave as soon as we can before any other mining interests stake a claim and dump their own teams on the planet.
Thank you, Ada said. I'm saying this as both a representative of the government of preservation and as a friend. I appreciate what you're doing for us.
Pinley grinned, wry and lopsided. You and Bharadwaj do keep telling me I need a vacation. So, sure, why not to a lovely, remote, biodiverse planet?
The end.